The new director of the agency that replaced the Minerals Management Service made his first trip to Alaska today. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Director Michael Bromwich was in Anchorage to hear testimony on oil spill response capabilities in the Arctic Ocean. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The testimony came from three expert panels that included representatives from government, industry, and environmental groups in Alaska. Leslie Pearson offered her input as a former employee with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She spent 19 years responding to oil spills in Alaska and is currently working as a consultant. Pearson says the risks and difficulties of drilling in the Arctic Ocean are far greater than any other outer continental shelf area in the U.S.
Our existing baseline science in the U.S. Arctic seas is dominated by unknowns. We have incomplete information on environmental sensitivities and no ability to model the interaction between oil and sea ice. At the same time, we recognize that the Arctic species and ecosystems are highly sensitive to pollutants and much slower to recover from damage.
Shell had hoped to begin an exploratory drilling program in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas this summer, but those plans were put on hold by the Obama administration in the midst of the Gulf of Mexico disaster. At the hearing, Peter Velez with Shell International said his company would be ready with a quick response to a spill in Arctic waters.
For our operation here in Alaska, in the Chukchi and the Beaufort, we essentially have dedicated equipment that is located as close as 1 hour from the drilling operation and ready to respond. It's a three-tier response system that has both offshore, nearshore, and onshore equipment, and it's ready, and it's rapid, and it can be effective because we've tested the system in place already.
North Slope Mayor Edward Itta pointed out that his residents are the only people who would feel the full force of an oil spill in the Arctic. Then he offered harsh criticism for Director Bromwich's agency, which is in charge of permitting offshore oil projects in the U.S.
Please understand my fear that BOEM is still MMS under a different assembly of letters, that the culture of MMS is still in place in Alaska.
Itta said the North Slope Borough had been trying for years to work cooperatively with the agency and with industry to allow responsible OCS development, but he said those efforts always ended in frustration.
I don't like to be the bearer, the messenger of bad tidings, but someone needs to speak up in public and say why it is that progress in the Arctic offshore program is stalled. It's because in Alaska, your agency hasn't seriously listened to local communities.
Itta said that when Shell first applied for its exploratory permits in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, MMS failed to provide an independent environmental review.
The fact is that during the permitting process, it appeared that MMS was in lockstep with the applicant.
And Itta is not alone in criticizing how MMS conducted environmental reviews. A recent federal report found fault with how the agency handled that process in Alaska. BOEM Director Michael Bromwich was noncommittal on whether the agency would make changes to address those concerns.
That's one of many things that I'm looking at. I certainly care about it. I think that environmental analysis is extraordinarily important, and environmental analysis needs to be weighed carefully in making decisions on leasing. And so we'll be looking very carefully at that, and we will make sure that environmental analysis plays a significant role in decisions going forward.
Bromwich wasn't ready to say anything definitive on drilling in Alaska's Arctic waters either, but he did acknowledge there are special challenges for cleaning up oil in the Arctic that the agency has to take into account.
I think it would be premature to speculate that it makes further exploration or drilling unlikely. I'm not going to go that far, but I think that the experience that everyone has had with Deepwater Horizon, it's opened people's eyes, and it's made people realize how difficult and complicated some of these issues are.
Both of Alaska's U.S. senators also spoke at the hearing, urging Bromwich to allow drilling in the Arctic Ocean to move forward. The hearing was one of several the agency is holding around the country following the Gulf of Mexico spill. No input from the public was allowed at the forum, but the agency is asking for written comments. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.